Now, when children hit high school, it's often the time difficult questions are asked and decisions have to be made. What are you going to do when you leave school, and what subjects does that mean you need to take now? For students who choose to follow the science and maths path in life, this next story is for them. Combining a love of science with writing and the chance to win $500 prize money, the University of Sydney has this week launched the Strange Nature Competition. To find out more, we're joined by University of Sydney student and one of those involved with the competition, Andrew Tuckwell. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. Now, can you tell us about the Strange Nature Competition? What's its aim?
The aim of the Strange Nature Competition is to engage high school students into the field of synthetic biology, which is an emerging and exciting emerging field of genetic engineering, which it looks like it's going to drop onto reality sometime over the next generation with the power to really change the way we live.
Give us an example, Andrew, of how, you know, the potential for what this can do, synthetic biology.
Well, synthetic biology is it's the application of a true engineering ethos to genetic engineering by standardising and describing genetic parts really well so that they can be reliably implemented and swapped around and sort of built and interchanged, a bit like Lego for life.
Wow.
A brief example would be currently there's a group based out of Israel called GlowPlant, and they're trying to engineer the genes from fireflies that glow into plants, which is done fairly commonly in the lab, but they're trying to get it as bright as possible with a future aim to maybe one day be able to replace streetlights with trees that give off light during the night.
How amazing.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy sci-fi, and
yeah.
That's sort of what we're going for. We're really interested to hear what our high school students might think of the potential possibilities, and also what are some of the problems, the ethical and social problems that might come about from this sort of amazing technology.
So this competition isn't so much about creating these, but writing a story about this sort of potential future science.
Absolutely. It's we would like it to be scientifically credible, but it can be in any sort of format. It could be an essay format or a futuristic lab report or maybe a news article from the future, a diary entry. Whatever you like, really.
Now, why was synthetic biology chosen as the topic for this particular competition?
Synthetic biology was chosen because I'm a part of a team at the University of Sydney that's engaged in another competition, which is the actual doing of synthetic biology. So I was in the lab yesterday putting together some of our synthetic genes at the centre, and we really like to engage in the public and get some discussion about what this technology can do rather than just be simply doing it off in the lab.
Andrew, what led you down this particular path for yourself?
For myself, I've always been interested in science, even as a child from about age 8 onwards. And I enrolled in science at university and took biology subjects, and I sort of just stumbled across this at a public lecture given by a gentleman from the University of Cambridge who was doing some amazing things with fluorescent and light-emitting genes inserted to plants.
Well, and then this sounds like a nice side project for you to, away from the lab, but sort of sitting there and reading young people's creative works on what's possible.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to reading the entries when they come in. It's hard to find good science fiction that's sort of biologically backed, so far as that I've looked. Mostly they all seem to be sort of like space operas or cyberpunk sort of things. But I think the future is going to be soft and wet and a little bit squishy.
Fantastic. So do you watch films and read books and think, that's not credible? That science doesn't underpin this?
Oh, I do sometimes, but in fiction, I suppose it's credibility is not what it's all about. But it's nice when you do read something which you think, wow, that could actually happen. It makes you think, and that's sort of what we're looking for.
Now, this launch of this competition is coinciding with Science Week that we're in. Who are you targeting this towards, Andrew?
Anyone in Australia that's of high school age that's very interested in science and wouldn't mind learning a bit about synthetic biology, this exciting new field, and thinks they've got something to say, please throw 1,000 words together and set it in to Strange Nature. We've got a website, strangenature.org, or if you have more information or want more information, you can email us at info@strangenature.com.
Fantastic. And I can see you keeping a little file, Andrew, of sort of fantasy future projects from sort of spurred forth from this competition.
Yeah, well, you never know. One of our entries might be the inspiration for a future a future project of mine or someone else's. We just want to get the ideas out there flowing.
Oh, absolutely. So how long have people got to apply for this, Andrew?
Entry is closed on the 20th of September, so it's not too long, but it's only 1,000 words, or a maximum of 1,000 words, and it can be in any format that you like.
Strange Nature. If people search that, they'll get some more information. And you've been in contact with some of the schools about this as well?
Yeah, that's right. We've sent emails out to schools all around New South Wales and other states.
Good luck with it, Andrew. Let's hope high school students from the Central West apply. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much.